in our industry, Tracy, it's the reaction of the market. We're currently seeing record drops in the 2 week period here. Just about every class of cattle has just been terribly depressed right now. But it's also wheat, corn, soybeans, milk. Every one of our commodity products that we produce has been subject to what happened to Wall Street with drastic measures. And when you're living in margins of 2 to 3% per year, and you see a 20% change in 2 weeks, that's pretty hard.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's a lot of it's the kind of concerns that small businesses all over are concerned about, which is, how am I going to make the payroll, or how am I going to, you know, pay the mortgage if this situation continues for very long?
Exactly.
So is there a grocery store out there, or do y'all have to come into Trinidad to find groceries?
Nearest grocery store is Lahana, and that's about 70 miles for us. Now here in eastern Los Angeles County, all three of the towns in the 200-mile radius of Kim, there's three hospitals. Kim has an EMT ambulance service, and you don't have to depend on driving yourself if you need that type of aid.
High-speed internet, is that something that's common out there? Or?
No, it's not common. It's spotty and iffy to say that some of the areas like the town of Kim, they have close to a 3G. The school has broadband. But there is no broadband build out in Los Angeles County. The 7-county region south of the Arkansas River, there's not broadband build out.
We started out the conversation talking about the markets, and it sounds like really that's the top of the list is the economy.
Yeah.
Are there some other things that are keeping people up at night or keeping you up at night?
Oh, let me think on that. We are so prepared to live in an isolation, and because of the way our income comes in at various marketings of cattle, we bridge long periods where we go without income coming into the business, but the business can pay the salaries and things like that.
So right.
Day-to-day life, I guess if there's anything that crosses your mind is to keep your fingers crossed in your prayers that friends, family, and loved ones can avoid being exposed and contracting the COVID, and that once this thing runs its course, that we kind of right the ship and
right.
Kind of come back to a more, I don't know if we can say normal or where it was, but it's going to have long-term ramifications for wheat guys and corn. That's going to start happening to them in late summer, and then cattle guys, there's those that will be impacted now and others that will be impacted October, November, December. If you've got cattle that you bought last year and you're about ready to market those cattle in June and July, this does not look good for them.